In a statement, National Right to Life says by its own actions, Georgia Right to Life ruptured its relationship with the organization. One of the examples given was a bill passed by the U.S. House last year to ban abortions at and after 20 weeks of pregnancy. National Right to Life said Georgia Right to Life demanded representatives vote against the bill, which was its top priority. But Georgia Right to Life field director Mike Griffin said it asked the Georgia representatives it endorsed to vote against the bill because the final version contained exceptions for rape and incest, which it does not support.
If it has exceptions in it, then that's breaking their pledge. If you really are truly pro-life, then you should not put into law the killing of a class of human beings just because of the way they were conceived.
Griffin says Georgia Right to Life is disappointed with the move. However, he says the group has been successful in helping get numerous pieces of pro-life legislation passed and does not think the split will affect the organization moving forward.
We see a very bright future as long as we maintain that standard and we're able to give a clear, concise difference if anybody else comes along and comes up with something else that's different.
But even before the split, Insider Advantage CEO Matt Towery says Georgia Right to Life and other anti-abortion groups have already lost their hold on voters.
That day has come and gone. It was the early 1990s that abortion politics played a role in Georgia elections. Now you draw in so many people in primaries that it no longer matters.
On its website, the newly formed Georgia Life Alliance says it's not prepared to make any statements about legislation, candidates, or policies. And unlike Georgia Right to Life, Georgia Life Alliance says it's a nonprofit organization and cannot publicly endorse or support candidates for office. Michelle Wirth, WABE News.